Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning into the Christian Authors on Tour Blog Talk Radio Show. Sit back and enjoy inspirational interviews with Christian fiction and nonfiction authors from around the world who are on fire for God and committed to using writing as a ministry tool. Feel free to follow our show at www.blogtalkradio.com/Christian Authors on Tour or like our Facebook page, The Christian Authors on Tour Blog Talk Radio Show.
All right, all right, all right. It is the third Friday of the month. You are listening to the Christian Authors on Tour, C-A-O-T, Blog Talk Radio Show. This is one of your co-hosts, Lynn Pender, and we are so excited that you are tuned in and listening. We have a little switch up on you today. We have, this is third Friday, of course we have the phenomenal Mitzi Carrasquillo, but we also have Reverend Kevin Wayne Johnson. Hi, Reverend Kevin. Hi, Mitzi. How are you all doing?
Hello, hello.
Doing good. Doing good. How are you right now?
Yes, yes. Well, I've been laughing about this all morning. I said I know Mitzi is going to be on us about our snow that we got here in the Maryland area.
Y'all, snow storm in quotations.
We don't know how to act.
I'm actually thankful for the snow. It just looks so beautiful coming down. It just looks so beautiful, and so I'm really hopeful that, you know, the snow sometimes it forces people, just like kind of the pandemic did on some level. It forces people to slow down and just kind of take a break. You know, and so with everything that's going on, I pray that people can slow down and just take a break.
And that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, indeed. Well, we're really excited. For those of you who are tuned in, we have a wonderful woman of God, courageous lady who's going to be sharing her story today. And we're going to talk about her in a few minutes, but you know we have to do a little bit of housekeeping. So it is 2021. It is an odd number year, and that means we are gearing up for our multi-state Christian book tour. Yes, this is the year. This is the year. This is the year. So you got to get ready. We, Christian Authors on Tour, is hosting our first tour stop. When, Pastor Kevin?
We have a tour stop coming up with the ladies of Christian Authors on Tour on March the 27th. Looking forward
Yay!
To supporting all of these beautiful ladies and these women of God that will be sharing their literary works and having an opportunity to network and fellowship one with another. The men are going to come out and support, and we're encouraging all of you out there in the listening audience to please come out and support. Of course, there'll be more information coming, but save the date, March 27th, Christian Authors on Tour. The women will be coming out and will be on full display, and we want to be there to support them.
Yes, and you know, with our tour stops, we always do a missions outreach, a corresponding missions outreach with each of our tour stops, and I'm really, really excited and honored that we get to spotlight one of our very own Christian Authors on Tour members, nonprofits, and it's none other, Reverend Kevin, than our own Mitzi. So, Mitzi, I want you to just take a quick minute and just tell us a little bit about your organization so folks know what they're supporting.
Yes, yes. Oh, thank you so much. Yes, so Loved, Healed, and Restored LLC is an organization that we bless girls within our community, and it is serving girls, gift of love baskets. So the gift of love baskets include toiletries such as lotion and shampoo and fingernail polish remover. Some have candy in it. Some have books, notebooks, journals. So what we do is we go to different areas here in the city of Boston, in Roxbury, Mattapan, Dorchester, and Brockton, Massachusetts, and we donate 25 baskets to each stop that we go to. The stops have been the Boys and Girls Clubs, another has been a housing development, and actually in the process of planning another one for next month. And at each location, we donate 25 baskets, as well as my husband has a hot dog cart, and he feeds all of the girls and their families and the staff of the organization totally free. And it's just blessing our community, just giving back into the community that I grew up in, that I've lived in, that I've hung in as a child growing up. And it's just serving them and just gracing them with love and inspiring them that they could overcome anything. And we have talks with them, as well as providing documentation on being safe, whether it is any type of in a sexual area, domestic violence area. And, you know, the Bible said that, you know, we don't have wisdom and knowledge, we perish. And we like to give them the information beforehand. So we give pamphlets of information to them and their parents. And this is also done as their parents approve of it first. You know, I get parents' approval, and we make the listing of all of the girls that are going to show up. So we usually know who's coming and already have their information with them. And it has been really, really great. 100% awesome donations. And thank you for having us for next month as the organization to donate to.
Yes, and we're really excited. So for our listening audience, if you're tuned in, you're going to be able to get more information about some of the types of support that you will be able to sow into Missy's nonprofit. And Missy, you didn't tell us the name of it. What's the name of the nonprofit?
Loved, Healed, and Restored, LLC.
Yes, yes. So be on the lookout. You can get more information about the missions outreach. We will probably have the website updated no later than next weekend. But it's www.christianofficeontour.com. You can go there to get more information about the March 27th tour stop. And it's virtual, so I know a lot of us are still a little hesitant. I know I am about being around large crowds. And so right now, all of our book events and activities that we're doing so far in 2021 are virtual. And so you can get more information about everything, the Ladies of Christian Authors on Tour, as well as the missions outreach, by visiting us online at www.christianauthorsontour.com. And then, Mitzi, we have this beautiful lady of God that's waiting in the wing. I want to make sure we give her all the time we can so she can tell her story.
Yes, yes. We have Deirdre Renee Gardner. Deirdre Renee Gardner, also known as Dee, resides in Baltimore, Maryland, with a beautiful young adult daughter and a sweet dog named Bella. Both bring joy to Dee's life. She is a Christian and a member of the New Psalmist Baptist Church under the leadership of Bishop Walter F. Thomas Sr. She is licensed, certified clinical social worker who has worked in the field of victim services for over 25 years. Her book, Living with the Sea and Behind the Scene, chronicles a very real expression of the pain, suffering, devastation, and havoc that cancer can bring into the lives of those who are going through or will go through this battle. Welcome, welcome, Deirdre.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, guys. Appreciate you.
Yes, thank you for coming. And tell us all about your book, Living with the Sea and Behind the Scene?
Okay. So it came back in, I guess, 2017 of May. The Lord planted the idea by waking me up in the morning and just having me to write. So that the book was actually written that night, but with the purpose of probably with two books. It was going to be one Living with the Sea and then one Behind the Scene. But I ended up merging it. And so it is written to, like, inspire those going through breast cancer, but really any type of life circumstances where we know in this world we're going to have trials and tribulations, and we know that we can overcome them with Christ. So this book is about that, going through Journey of Cancer twice, and just how God has seen me through it, and, being a witness that you can get through it with his help.
So, you know,
I'm sorry.
And Dee, one of my favorite churches in Baltimore, New Psalmist Baptist Church. I love Bishop. What gave you the inspiration to pen your latest book, Living with the Sea and Behind the Scene?
So it actually started back, it was a seed planted in me, but I didn't know it was planted in me. So during a sermon while I was waiting for the biopsy results back in 2011, God had planted a word through Bishop Thomas, and he threw out a scripture, Psalm 118:17, and it says that I shall not die but live and declare his works. So at that moment, I knew that I had cancer. That was my message, and that he was going to get me through it. And then again in May of 2017, the Lord woke me up and again started writing this, not realizing that I was doing a book or anything. And then, I just started writing what he had given me to write. So I guess that was kind of the start of it. And then in April of 2018, it was actually birthed and delivered, the book. Part of the reason of trying to write it was I had gone through, as I was going through, medical debt. Even though I had health insurance, I still had over $20,000 worth of medical debt. And so in writing it, it was like, okay, so I can try to use this book to maybe develop a fund to help others who have gone through breast cancer, so that they wouldn't have to experience some of the same medical debt that I did. So it started out with trying to help someone else as well, but also to give testimony to what God had done through me and with me as I went through.
Awesome. Isn't it amazing how God shows up when we serve others?
Yes, yes. And truly, Bishop Thomas, from sitting under his teaching, I often say the first time I went through breast cancer, it was for me to develop that trust in the Lord and just believing on his word that I was not going to die. But I still had no inkling that I would have to go through this journey a second time. So the second time in going through it, and it was more pronounced, more that I had to go through, I feel like that was for others to see God's work in and through me. So, you know, at that point, it's like, even if I die, just to allow God to see, you know, other people to see what God can do. And so it was for others more so than for me. So I learned a lot through it as well.
Amen.
Yes, amen. And the title of your book for our listening audience, it's Living with the Sea and Behind the Scene. And we know that the big C, we know you just talked about that. But can you talk a little bit about what you mean when you say behind the scene in the book title?
Yes. So behind the scene is like the second portion of the book. And it really focuses on the different trials and tribulations, just a glimpse of some of those that I've gone through and how God was always behind the scene orchestrating everything for my victory. So even though, you know, you go through sufferings, you go through unexpected circumstances, just different things that will pop up in our lives, circumstances that we had not planned, God was behind the scene, you know, resulting in my victorious living through everything I went through. So it didn't mean there weren't sufferings. It didn't mean that it always didn't turn out the way that I thought it should turn out. But God was behind doing what was best for me to get me through. And it's relatable that what others are going through, just to reflect on how God has brought them through their different journeys as well. So even though he's within us, you know, but you don't really recognize that he's actually behind you, just, you know, causing those victories to happen. So it deals with, you know, potential homelessness, taking my license exam, near, I guess, accident, car accident, kind of could have been near fatal accident. So, again, just the different things, different stories and different testimonies, how God brought me through. That he can bring you through as well.
Amen, amen. And that was going to be my next question too. So you just listed all of the things that he has empowered and encouraged you to get through. What is it that you hope that your readers receive from this book?
I believe that they're relatable, because they are some things that we go through. So even though the C may not be a sickness, it can be divorce, sexual abuse, molestation, problems with addictions, whatever, you know, lot has come to someone's way, that there is still hope. So I believe that this will be a book of inspiration. And for those who are feeling hopeless and helpless, that there is hope. There's scripture throughout where you can stand on and declare. There's some concrete information in terms of what I did and what someone else can do as well to get through it, but definitely standing on his word and, you know, being real with just, you know, how you may feel and things that you may experience. But even in the midst of all of that, God is still good and he can see you through. So I'm hoping, again, that leaders will readers will be inspired. They will find hope. It will, like, increase their faith in God and even trust in themselves. Just the whole gamut that God is real, that he hasn't left you or forsaken you despite whatever comes your way. He's there for us to help us win, and that, you know, hopefully too, that I'm a witness of what he can and has done, and that it can be relatable to them, that whatever they're experiencing, they too have that same access to God to help see them through.
Amen. Especially in this season too, this past year, it sounds like this book will be great just overall, just for all that we've been going through this year, that they can pull those nuggets out of it. Yes. Thank you.
Yep. I totally agree. So, Dee, you are a licensed, certified clinical social worker, and you've worked in the field of victim services for a quarter of a century, 25 years.
Yeah.
Share with us, because I'm really eager, share with us how your wonderful pastor helped you through not only your personal challenges, but how he has poured into your life to help those in the trenches of our communities.
Ooh, where do I begin? Oh, my goodness.
Because I know Bishop's doing some great work over there. He always has and he always will. And I just want the listening audience to know, just to get a glimpse of just how powerful that man is and how he has helped you in your journey.
So I've been a member probably since 1985, so I've had a long journey, and probably prior to introduction with him, when this would have entered my life, if I didn't have him in my life in terms of all of the messages, the nuggets, the word of God that he has put forth, prior to, I guess, my first journey, I had gone through discipleship program. And that is where we kind of learn the word and learn how to apply the word. And it's a 3-year program. So in that, you know, the trials and tribulations that come, and they will come because that man downstairs doesn't want you to get through 3 years of learning about God and his word. And so this program helps you to overcome and, again, apply his word on the different life situations that you go through. And just the word that he preaches day in and day out, feeding your spirit and allowing others to grace his pulpit to feed you. So, you know, definitely there's always a, I don't know, that God uses him like mightily. Just, he's a visionary. He cares about his flock and wants you to learn and really have that relationship with God and not just be a church member. So, you know, he encourages you to get involved, be connected with other believers, because we know that, you know, during things, our faith may waver, doubt may come in, and just like the discipleship groups, you're with small groups of sisters or small groups of brothers who can encourage you while you're on your life journey as well. So there's just, you know, and some of the things we're doing now is feeding the flock, the persons who have been unemployed and who are going through so much rough time as a result of the COVID experience. God is still blessing, you know, through the different ministries that are under his leadership. So, you know, truly, I know that I would not have endured these trials with the cancer and all the other trials without having had heard the word of God, like, planted in me and being able to pull it out. You know, we have a pastor, he that, you know, prays for us. He prays over us. So I could go on and on and on, but I'm grateful to God, definitely grateful to God to be under his, be a sheep, you know, under him, because I know that he's connected to the Lord, and therefore he's, you know, feeding us with information that he's receiving from God. And in essence, that's helping me to live my life and to live it more abundantly in spite of, you know, sufferings, trials, tribulations, in spite of whatever is going on, to keep our focus on God. And in preaching now about, you know, stepping into new territory, stepping into new assignments that he has for us, and that he's equipped us, you know, with the tools to kind of maneuver and make it through, but always giving God the glory and to magnify him through whatever we experience and go through. You want me going on and on and on?
Excellent.
Amen.
Well, thank you for sharing, because part of what we do here at Christian Authors on Tour is encourage all of our listeners to recognize and acknowledge the importance of a close relationship with the Lord. And in part, we do that through connection with our local church. And so that's an extension of what we do. So thanks for taking the time to share.
No, thanks for asking. I appreciate that. The opportunity to share.
Yes, and we appreciate having the opportunity to interview you, Dee. And I want to make sure that our listening audience, if they want to invite you out for, you know, to speak, even if it's virtually right now, or if they want to purchase copies of this book, how can they get in contact with you?
So they can call me at 443-579-5206. And I would say if you could leave a message, because it's not always, you know, picked up. Again, that number is 443-579-206. I have a website that God has opened the door with, but it doesn't talk about in terms of reaching out to me for the book. But if you wanted to visit the website, it is HTTPS, titled, and it's titled Behind the Scenes. And my mind just went blank on the actual website. But they can also email me at DR, as in Robert, D as in David, R as in Robert, T as in Tom, G as in God, offerings with an S at the end, at gmail.com through email, and I will get back to them. And, yeah, so that those are ways that you can try to secure the book. I do have a Facebook page, Deirdre Gardner, and it's titled Behind the Scene. And it's where the Lord allows me to just post, again, to encouraging and uplifting and inspirational post, kind of sharing a little bit of my journey, but also encouraging others that even in the spite of whatever we go through, you know, it'll be the word of God or a scenario or something, just to uplift and support persons going through.
Great. And I would love to know, how is the marketing for your book? What type of different marketing are you doing for a book such as this?
So mainly myself, in terms of I've been blessed where the church had been supportive, my co-laborers at the church, so many of the persons from choir or church have purchased it. And then word of mouth, I have been procrastinating in terms of getting it on Amazon and other formats. But God has opened up doors like these to be able to speak, and therefore it's encouraged others to get a copy. So that is an area that I need to grow in getting it and marketing it in a much better way. But I've been blessed to, you know, be able to sell over 200 copies and being able to hear from others how it has blessed them. And that's what it's about, blessing and magnifying and glorifying God no matter what. So the marketing, we're still working on it.
And Dee, what encouraging words would you like to leave with our listening audience? Remember, we have a diverse audience out there. So what words would you have to motivate, encourage, and inspire?
I would say to remember, in this life, we are going to have trials and tribulations. But as Christ overcame them, we can too. That he equipped us with things to help us get through. Be positive, even in the midst of the suffering, because it's not going to be worthy to be compared to the glory that Christ is going to reveal through you. Seek a support system, someone, you know, people in your space that are going to encourage you and not be the doom and gloom type of personalities, because you don't want anything negative kind of consuming your spirit, because that's easy enough to happen. So you need to surround yourself with the Word of God, with people are going to support you and push you. Meditation. A lot of times throughout the night, I would listen to healing scriptures and healing, you know, waterfalls or things like that. So, you know, you have to take an active part in your healing from whatever that healing is going to be. You do have to take an active part, because it's easier to give up, but it's harder to work towards feeling better. So, you know, if for any diseases or whatever, I would seek second opinions just to help you be informed and to make those decisions that are best for you and your family. Love yourself and know that it's okay to be real with whatever you're feeling, because all of the feelings that we go through, they are part of life. You know, those feelings with the anger and the sorrows of things that can keep you down, I would say go ahead and experience them, because you will. Process them, but don't let it keep you there, because that's going to lead you into depression and it'll lead you to spaces where, you know, it can be hard to get out from under. If you need the support of counseling, go for it. You know, a pet, go for it. God has placed a lot of angels out here that can help you through, so you don't have to go through it alone. So please, please don't. And know that God loves you unconditionally, and he's never leaves us nor forsake us. We leave him. So go back to him, turn to him, pray to him, commune with him. He will see you through, and I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but your burdens will be much lighter. And, you know, with God, all things are possible. So trust him, even when in the face it doesn't look like you should, or it looks like defeat. Trust him. repeat his word back to him, because it's not going to return void.
Amen. Wow. Yes. What a way to end the broadcast. Yes. Thank you, Sister D. That was amazing. Yes. Thank you. Yes. Yes. And Mitzi and Reverend Kevin, is always a pleasure. I don't get the chance to have the two of you together often, so it was a great opportunity to co-host with you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you as well.
My pleasure.
Pleasure is all mine.
And thank you guys for the opportunity.
Yes, yes. And our listening audience, we thank you for tuning in to another episode of the CAOT Blog Talk Radio Show. We air the first, the third, and the fifth Friday live. And if you can't, you know, listen live, no problem. You can always go to the website and listen via podcast at any time that's convenient to you. Until next time, everybody, God bless.
God bless you.